heaven is the light for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Mrs. Douglas, doggone, you look as pretty as a $350 judgment against your husband.
Mr. Haney.
You got the money with you in that suitcase?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Because you're not going to win the case.
Excuse me.
Where are you going?
With you.
Oh, no, you sit over there.
Well, I want to sit with you.
That's the attorney's table.
I am the attorney's wife.
You're a witness. You sit over there.
Well, I can see better up here.
No.
Well, Mr. Haney's sitting up here.
Mr. Haney is involved in the case. He's suing me.
I hope he wins.
Lisa.
You met my high-priced lawyer?
Oh, no, I haven't.
This here is Diller Fangwer.
How do you do?
Howdy. See, Mr. Douglas, who's representing you?
I'm representing myself.
He's an attorney.
He is. How come I never saw you in the saloon across the street?
The saloon?
All the real lawyers hang out there.
I'm a real lawyer.
Where'd you go to law school?
Harvard.
You ever graduate?
Of course I graduated.
Why don't you hang out at the saloon across the street?
Mr. Douglas, this is your last chance to settle out of court.
No, thank you. What's he doing?
Warming up. Ain't that a great imitation of Spencer Tracy?
Spencer?
The judge's favorite actor.
Why are you taking your coat off?
Don't you see what he's doing? He's trying to make me look like a city dude.
Well, you are.
Hear ye, the Pixley Superior Municipal Court is now in session. Judge Clemens presiding. All rise for the judge.
What's the first case, Henry?
Haney versus Douglas.
Plaintiff ready?
Ready, Your Honor.
The defendant ready?
Ready, Your Honor.
Who are you?
I'm the defendant, Oliver Wendell Douglas.
Are you represented by counsel?
No, sir.
If you can't afford an attorney, the court will be glad to appoint one.
No, Your Honor, I don't need an attorney. I am an attorney.
You are?
Yes, sir.
How come I never saw you cross the street in the saloon? You're acting in your own behalf.
I am, sir.
Then put on your coat. This is a court of law.
Fangworth doesn't have his on.
Diller, put your coat on.
But, Your Honor...
I've seen your imitation of Spencer Tracy. Now, let me see if I understand this correctly. Mr. Haney, you're suing Mr. Douglas for $350 for services which you claim you rendered and he claims you did not.
I rendered him.
No, he didn't.
Order. Gentlemen, there's an established procedure for trying a case. Haven't you ever seen Perry Mason? Mr. Fangworth, would you present your opening statement?
Yes, Your Honor. As you know, for a period of 92 days, there was no rain in the Hooterville Valley. My client, Mr. Haney, being aware of the great hardship this drought was working on the Hooterville farmers, offered to make it rain out of the goodness of his heart for $350. Mr. Douglas contracted with Mr. Haney for said rain, which was delivered in the recent cloudbursts, which saved the crops. But when Mr. Haney presented his bill for his services, Mr. Douglas refused payment, saying that Mr. Haney did not induce the rain. Now, we intend to prove that he did.
Mr. Douglas.
Your Honor.
I will not deny that I made a contract with Mr. Haney. However, I'll prove that it was not Mr. Haney who made it rain, but my wife, Lisa.
That's me, Your Honor. You see, my husband...
Madam, would you mind being seated?
I talk better standing up.
Lisa, you'll get a chance to tell your story when I call you as a witness.
Well, I thought if I told it now, I could save some time so the judge could go across the street to the saloon with his friend.
The court appreciates your concern. Call your first witness, Dillard.
Yes, sir, that's right. I'm Mr. Douglas' hired hand. I've worked for him for...
Would you mind removing your hat?
It goes with the outfit.
Take it off.
Yes, sir.
Now, Eb, I want you...
Does my hair look all right?
It looks fine, fine. I want you to tell the court in your own words exactly what happened a month ago today.
Let me see. That was the 86th day with no rain. Everything was pretty dry, and the vultures were circling overhead. I wonder which one of us they're after.
They're not.
Probably you. You got more meat on your bone.
Yeah, how do you know they're vultures?
Care to lie down and see what happens? I think that's the same squadron that was here for the 1960 drive. Yeah, I recognize that one. That's Charlie. Hey, he grew a new beak. Broke his other one pecking at my uncle.
Yeah, it's too hot for these silly jokes. Look at this corn. Is there anything we can do to save it?
How about getting down on our knees and facing the Jolly Green Giant?
Will you?
Well, sir, when I picked myself up...
Mr. Douglas hit you?
No, sir. I made the mistake of turning my back on Charlie, and he swooped down and knocked me flat.
Now, you just tell us what happened after Mr. Douglas's trained vulture knocked you down.
I object, Your Honor. The counsel for the plaintiff has no right to imply that I had any connection with any vulture.
We're gonna get to that, Your Honor.
What do you intend to do? Bring the vulture into court and question him?
Was you listening at our office door?
I don't even know where your office is.
Order. Objection sustained. Go on with your questioning.
What happened after you came in from the field?
Do I have to tell him?
Yes.
It ain't gonna make you look good.
Young man, answer the question.
Will you help me find another job, Judge?
Would you like 30 days on the county work farm?
No, sir. When we came in from the field, Miss Douglas was talking to Rudolph.
Good morning, Rudolph. Oh, you look tired. Didn't you sleep well last night? Well, neither did I. It was too hot.
Lisa?
Out here, darling. That's my husband.
Who are you talking to?
To Rudolph.
Rudolph?
Mm-hmm. Him.
He's a sunflower. It's a sunflower.
I know it.
You talk to him? To it?
Well, of course I do. Otherwise he thinks I'm a snob.
Lisa, come on, you get inside here. I think the heat's got you.
No, darling. I talked to Rudolph before the heat got me.
What's doing?
Giving him his breakfast.
Lisa, that's water.
Well, that's the only thing he eats.
You're wasting water on a stupid sunflower?
Well, that's a nice thing to say after he went to all the trouble to grow out here.
I didn't ask Rudolph to grow, or him to grow, or it to grow out here. Lisa, if you want to water something, I've got acres of corn out there crying for water.
Well, why don't you go and water them?
There's no water. We haven't had rain for 86 days.
Well, if you let me water Rudolph every day, we can have all the rain we want.
What?
There is a story in the old country. If a sunflower grows outside your back door and you water him every day, you can ask him one favor and he has to grant it. Otherwise, he's out of the sunflowers.
Lisa, now you go on in the house and give me that. Put a hat on, something to keep the heat off. Silly stories. Where does she...
Rudolph, the...
There he was, talking to this sunflower, pleading with him to make it rain.
Pleading with a sunflower?
Yes, sir. I told you it wasn't going to make you look good.
Your Honor, I object. I fail to see what this testimony has to do with the case.
Your Honor, I'm just trying to show that the time my client made it rain, Mr. Douglas was in no fit condition to judge whether my client made it rain or not. To put it in legal terms, he was non-compos in his mantis.
The compos of my mantis is not on trial. I mean, whether or not I'm compos is, it's irrelevant. I move that I be stricken from the record. No, the remarks, that is, of.
Mr. Douglas, if you'd like me to declare a recess...
No, thank you, Your Honor.
Have you any more questions of this witness?
No, Your Honor. He's all yours.
No questions.
I have one. Am I still working for you?
Step down.
Dennis, would you call the next witness, Hank Kimball?
Hank Kimball, please take the stand. Hank Kimball. Is Hank Kimball in the court?
Oh, now that's me, your bailiff.
Your Honor.
Will you please come forward?
Yes, sir. Oh, one half a peanut butter jelly sandwich?
Mr. Kimball, take the stand.
Oh, yes, sir.
Raise your right hand.
Oh, it's full of peanut butter and jelly.
Just raise it.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Well, would you mind repeating that?
Mr. Kimball.
Oh, well, Your Honor, I want to swear to something, and I'm not sure what I'm swearing to.
All you're doing is swearing to tell the truth.
I always tell the truth. Well, not always. There was this one time when I came home late for dinner, my mother asked me if...
Just say I do!
I do.
Mr. Kimball, you are a county agent?
I do.
That ain't a proper answer.
Well, don't tell me. Tell the judge. He told me to say I do, and I did. That is, I do.
Mr. Kimball, as a county agent, it is your job to advise the farmers in this here locality on any farming problems.
It is? Yes, I guess you could say that. Oh, you did say that.
Could you stick to the pertinent facts?
Yes, sir. What are they?
Has Mr. Douglas ever come to you with a farming problem?
Objection. My problems are not relevant to this case.
I beg to differ, Your Honor. What I'm leading up to is whether or not you came to Mr. Kimball to get advice on how to artificially induce rain.
I admit that I did.
Did what?
Came to you.
Oh, that. Yes, Mr. Douglas came to me to find out if he could artificially induce rain, and I told him he could by seeding the clouds.
Was this method used?
No, sir.
Why not?
Well, we had everything but the cloud.
There was no cloud.
No, sir.
And without clouds, there can be no rain.
Well, I...
And yet, my client, Mr. Haney, made it rain without clouds?
Objection. It has not been proven that he made it rain.
We're going to prove that, Your Honor.
Well, I wish you'd hurry up, Diller. I'm getting hungry.
Well, why don't we go over to the saloon and have a sandwich?
Court is recessed for 1 hour for lunch.
Mr. Haney, now, I want you to tell the...
You've got some mustard on your chin, Diller.
I want you to tell the court in your own words... the events leading up to this $350 lawsuit.
And remember, you're under oath.
Mr. Douglas, that's an unkind remark. In all of my dealings with you, have you ever known me to be anything but the soul of honesty?
As a matter of fact, I have.
Well, that's not why we're here. Now, concerning this big drought-busting rain, which Mr. Douglas contracted for but never paid for...
Objection.
Sustained.
Would you let me run the court?
I apologize, Your Honor.
Very well.
Oh, you've got a little ketchup on your cheek. Well, sir, it was the 78th day of the drought, and Mr. Douglas was in a desperate mood. In fact, he had a Harry Carey knife in his hand.
This is not a Harry Carey thing. I'm just cutting some of the dead weeds.
I noticed your corn as I drove in. What happened to it?
What happened? It hasn't rained for 78 days.
Where?
Here.
You haven't had any rain here?
No, we haven't.
It poured over at my place last night.
Oh, come on.
That's why I come over, to borrow a life preserver for my wife. She's afraid to go down in the cellar. The water's over her head.
How come it just rained at your place?
Don't you know?
Know what?
I got a rain-making machine.
Oh, now there isn't any such thing.
Oh.
Where's the rain-making machine?
You're looking at it. Chief Thundercloud. The last of the great rainmakers.
Oh, you're not going to get...
Domo Lasso.
Careful, don't get him riled up, or he'll float this farm right out of the state.
Maybe out of country, too. Me make heap big water anytime I want.
Not yet, Chief. We haven't made a deal.
And you're not going to.
Mr. Douglas, before you say no...
I've already said no.
Before you say it again, let me ask you, are you familiar with the saying, dancing up a storm?
I am.
Then let me show you a few samples of the Chief's handiwork. Here is a specimen collected from a cloud bust drummed up by the Chief in Milltown, Montana.
For that, they make me honorary paleface.
Say, that's quite an honor.
You speak heap big mouthful.
And this is a 3-hour downpour drummed up by the Chief on the outskirts of Modesto while on his way to a drought in Kansas. Any kind of storm you want, you name it, and the Chief will produce it. For $100, he will make enough rain to save all of your crops. And as a special introductory offer, he'll throw in a rainbow at the end of the storm.
Out.
Very well. But, Mr. Douglas, in a couple of days, you'll come begging to me on your knees.
Oh.
Mr. Douglas wasn't interested in your offer? Mr. Douglas wasn't interested in your offer?
Not right then. But as the days passed, things got worse. Creeks dried up, and the riverbeds didn't have a trickle of water in them. The reservoir was empty. And just as I predicted, Mr. Douglas came begging to me on his knees. Off your knees, Mr. Douglas. You don't have to beg.
I'm not begging. I'm fixing the tractor.
You don't seem much point. Couple of more dry days and there won't be nothing left to tractor. It seems a shame when you could have all the water you need danced up for a paltry $100.
$150.
Oh, the price has gone up.
The drier it gets, the harder he's got to work.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll make you a sporting proposition. Double or nothing. If he makes it rain, $300. Nothing if he doesn't.
$350. You no take advantage of introductory offer. Rainbow no longer free.
Oh, $350.
Hold it. Hold it. Don't want you to get wet. There's no sense in ruining a good outfit.
Thank
you. That'll be 25 cents rental fees.
I'll take the chance. Come on, get on with it.
Okay, Chief.
Oh,
Chief, I think I felt a couple of drops.
What did he say?
He wants to know if he can have a glass of water.
A glass? Out, out!
Mr. Douglas.
Get out and take Sitting Bull with you. Threw you and the chief out, eh?
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, I move for dismissal. We've heard the plaintiff testify that his so-called rainmaker failed to make rain.
Diller, I'm afraid Mr. Douglas is right. All you proved is...
I have one more witness, Your Honor. Call Chief Thundercloud to the stand. After Mr. Douglas threw you and Mr. Haney out, what happened?
Mr. Haney, he throw me out.
Then what did you do?
Me try to go back to reservation. But because they make me honorary paleface in Milltown, Montana, Indians don't let me in.
Where did you go then?
Me can't get him job as rainmaker because Haney take my drum. So me walk around. Look for job. Me come to house. Knock on door. Pretty squaw come out.
Hello, Dad.
How?
How? Oh, I'm Mrs. Douglas. There is no how here.
How, Indian word for hello there.
Oh, how?
Hello there.
What can I do for you?
Oh, me broke. Me need 'em job.
Oh. Well, look around, and anything what needs doing, you do it.
Me do good job.
Was that?
An Indian man.
Did he have a drum?
No, just a hat feather sticking in.
Oh, what do you want?
Oh, he needed some work, so I told him to find something to do.
Like what?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, cut that out! Hey, what do you think you're doing? Don't you know there's a water shortage on?
Me wash him car.
Yeah, but you don't wash him car during a water shortage, a shelly shoot, Sue. Lisa!
Chanting and dancing, it started to rain.
You just not beat him, your tom-tom.
Step down. That's the plaintiff's case.
Mr. Douglas? Your Honor, the plaintiff claims that it was because of Chief Thundercloud's rain dance that it rained. I claim that it was the act of washing the car that caused it to rain. Everybody knows that it means you wash your car, it rains. And I think that $350 is a little too much for me to pay to have my car washed.
Mr. Douglas, are you claiming that washing your car made it rain?
Well, not really, Your Honor, but it makes as much sense as a tired Indian beating a tom-tom.
It certainly does. Case dismissed. Diller, save us a table at the saloon.
Oh, good morning, Rudolph.
You don't say good morning to me?
Oh, yes, good morning. Rudolph, we have plenty of water now, so you can have all you want to drink.
Still watering Rudolph, huh?
Why not? He certainly deserves it after he made all that rain.
He made it rain?
Yes, don't you remember when I told you, if you water a sunflower every day and you ask him nice for water, he'd do it. So I watered him every day and asked him nice and he did it.
When did he do that?
When you were outside yelling at the Indian for washing your car. You don't believe it? A little water, please, Rudolph, for the unbeliever.
All right. Come on. Where is it?
Turn off that water!
Talk to Rudolph.
Thank you.
Conway's presentation, darling.
Thank you.